Tables have been turned. I've got to explain this, dear listener, because what is happening now...
This is Vectis Radio.
Putting the community back into local radio.
Have you looked at your car?
Well, I can kill that off straight away. We're not having any of that nonsense. It's decided that it was going to play all sorts of things, but it's not going to. I'm taking control. As if. But no, what we're going to do is turn the tables on me. And all the guys, all the wonderful young people that I was interviewing in the last hour or two have now all come in. They are now standing over me and they're all looking... I'm now frightened. I am now scared. I am now very scared. Because all of them, literally all of them, are in the studio. We've had to fit a quick mezzanine level in so we can get everyone in on the balcony at the top. Are you right at the back?
Yeah.
Oh, dear. It's hard work, this, I think. But, yeah, they're turning the tables on me. I know nothing about this at all. Honestly, I know nothing about it. They've decided they're each going to ask me a question. Oh, goodness. I can make no promises as to what's going to happen now. Okay, so who's going to kick off? Lucy, right, get yourself on the microphone there. What's happening?
What's the furthest distance you've ever run?
The furthest distance I've ever run? Probably from here to that door in about 2 minutes' time when you start firing the questions at me. I'm not a runner. I'm not a runner. I'm more of a stroller, I think it would be fair to say. I'm not a big runner. When I was younger, probably, but then that was I was being chased, I expect. But no, not a runner, really. Thank you, Lucy. Thank you for your question. Who's going to ask me another one?
Do you have a favourite joke, and please may you tell it?
Oh, my goodness. I don't know. I haven't had any sight of these at all. I think the only thing I probably would say, my favourite thing, is that, as a lot of people say about me, Andy Knight, that I have the perfect face for radio. I think that's probably it, Aidan. That's probably my one-liner of the day for you there. There you go. Who's next? Oh, it's Jazz. Hello, Jazz.
What's your favourite song of all time?
Oh, my goodness gracious. When you say a song, I'm gonna be slightly liberal in interpreting that. I'm going to say track rather than song. I think... All right, no, I'm going to answer with two things, which isn't what you asked me. I'm going to say my favourite song is probably one by Paul Simon called Father and Daughter, because I'm blessed with two lovely daughters, and it just really captures it. Father and Daughter by Paul Simon is my favourite song, and my favourite track is one called Dark Star by the Grateful Dead, which anyone who knows me will know I bang on about endlessly, but that's only about 23 minutes long. But those are my two favourite song stroke tracks. Thank you for that, Jazz. Who's up next? Oh, it's Caitlin. Hi, Caitlin.
Have you ever played a song that you can't stand listening to?
Yes. I'm going to say yes, Caitlin. It does happen occasionally. I mean, either if somebody requests something in particular, and of course, being a polite sort of chap as I am, as you can tell, nod and say yes, Mr. Knight. No, when people request a song, if it's not one that I particularly like, you still play it. And occasionally they do crop up, and you just have to grin and bear it. You just have to get on with it. You know, you can't play everything you like all the time, because that would just be selfish, wouldn't it? So, yeah, there are other things that do come along where I go, really? All right, then. But one thing I won't play is Little Jimmy Osmond, Long-Haired Lover from Liverpool. If you know that one, I'm not playing that. Jenny's now collapsed in the corner. Anyway, there we go. Yeah, who's next? Thomas, there we go.
Have you ever played a didgeridoo?
I've never played a didgeridoo. In fact, I've only ever played the didgeridon't, because I wasn't allowed to play the didgeridoo. I have seen people. It's very, very complicated. And it's all to do with the throat and breathing, and it's not just something you blow down like a big sort of wooden sort of pipe. It's actually very, very difficult, and there are some extraordinary people who play it. I wouldn't have a clue how to play it. I did used to play the drums, but most people tell me that doesn't count as an instrument. But there you go. I did used to play the drums, Thomas. But thank you for that. Oh, Nadine's looking very serious. Now, you know, all of you are talking about being scared about coming in here or going to big school or things in the field. I'm now looking at Nadine and I'm very scared, because this looks... What are you going to ask me, Nadine?
What's in your mind right now?
How much longer is this going? No! Well, I'm actually, because I'm trying to concentrate on running the show, and I'm looking at the timing to see when the news is coming in. So that was a very interesting question, but I was actually looking at the timing to see how long I got till the news. Thank you for that, Nadine. Interesting. Iona?
If you could be in a band, what instrument would you play and why?
Oh, right. Okay, well, I've kind of preempted that question a little bit with Thomas earlier. I did used to be in a band, several bands in fact, and had a great fun, moderately successful, but going back a long, long time. And I was a drummer and I loved it, and I would love to be in a band again, and I'd still like to play some more drums, but I'm probably too old to do that now. But good question. Thank you, Iona. And finally, Louis. What have we got, Louis?
Do
do you like who you work with or not?
I'm going to say yes, because he's out there glaring for the... Of course I do, Louis. No, that's a fair question. I absolutely love the team here at Vectis Radio, and that's a very interesting question. It's important to be part of a team, isn't it? I think, whether it's sport or work or anything else. And we are blessed here with a whole bunch of really, really super people who I'm very fortunate to say are great friends. And Macca himself, who runs the whole station and started the whole thing, I'm delighted to say is a very good friend, and I love working with him. Thank you, Lou. Okay, well, that's about it from this lot for this hour. So I'm going to ask you all, just as we go into the local, national and international news headlines,